Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. God bless you. This is Sister Faye, and bringing you words of encouragement. Today's word is on lighthouses, coming from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, the NIV version. God bless you. Holy Spirit, be with us today. Matthew 5, 14 through 15, it reads, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. There's a good reason why lighthouses were built for hundreds of years. They shine brightly across harbors around the world, guiding ships safely to shore. The premise was simple, but the light up high where it can easily be seen. Jesus is the light of the world. The light wasn't meant to be hidden away. It meant to be put up high where everyone can easily see it. And as his followers, we are called to shine brightly for him in such a way that others can see it for themselves. We don't hide it away. We boldly light the way to Christ. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, help us not to hide the light. Give us boldness of faith to be a source of light for everyone who comes in contact with you. We want to shine brightly so others can step out of darkness and join us in your marvelous light. I pray for this thing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm Sister Faye, and I have another word of encouragement on Friday. Be blessed. Happy Wednesday. Tell someone about your light shining. Your lighthouse. If you want to get that shine, you know, get into God. Don't hide, but get into God's words and let your lighthouse shine brightly. I love that. Lighthouses. May God be with you. Continue the rest of the week. And let the Holy Spirit be with you. And may God keep on blessing you. Amen, amen. You are my Savior, the love of my life. You are my light that shines so, so brightly. May God bless you, and may the Holy Spirit be with you. Let your lighthouse shine for you. God bless you. Have a word on Friday.